With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Trying to push past President Biden's labeling of Trump supporters as garbage, Kamala Harris is calling on Americans to stop pointing fingers at each other. Now, former President Trump says that both Biden and Harris ought to be ashamed of themselves. 5 days out now, another busy day on the campaign trail.
Presidential candidates are swinging through the Sun Belt. Vice President Kamala Harris puts the focus on hospitality unions and Latino voters with rallies in Phoenix, Reno, and a late evening concert in Las Vegas featuring remarks by Jennifer Lopez and a performance by the Mexican pop rock band Maná. Former President Trump steps outside the swing state box with a rally in Albuquerque. New Mexico has been a blue-leaning state. No Republican has won a presidential election there since 2004. Trump will hold a late afternoon rally in Henderson, Nevada, and then wrap the evening at Glendale, Arizona's Desert Diamond Arena with an interview by Tucker Carlson. That's billed as a hurricane relief benefit. Speakers in Glendale will include Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea and Japan say North Korea has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile, airborne for 86 minutes, longest flight recorded yet. Plunged into the sea.
What we're getting from the South Korean defense officials is that essentially this is aimed at increasing the payload of the missile, so potentially allowing a single rocket to carry multiple warheads, making it more resilient to missile defense system. Essentially, they're testing missiles and weapons that can fire farther and higher. And this really paints a picture of a determined North Korea to up the ante and to do it at a very crucial timing, a few days before the U.S. presidential elections.
The BBC's Shama Halil. Some vandalism, some looting amid the World Series celebrations taking place in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 180 points. This is SRN News. Latinos, the fastest-growing group of American evangelicals.
According to the Pew Research Center, 15% of them identify as evangelical Protestants now. They are an influential voting bloc, particularly in swing states, and both parties are vying for their votes in a year when margins are expected to be thin. Among all evangelicals, Latinos are the fastest-growing group. About 50% of them identify as Republicans, 44% Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier has visited the site of a Holocaust museum being built in Greece. He began a three-day state visit. Steinmeier visited the site near an old railway station in Thessaloniki, from where tens of thousands of Jews were transported to Nazi concentration camps during World War II German occupation of Greece. More than 90% of the country's once flourishing Jewish community died in those concentration camps. This is SRN News. New polls suggest most Americans are on edge ahead of Election Day.
7 in 10 Americans who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're feeling anxious or frustrated about the 2024 presidential campaign. Only 1/3 say they feel excited. Even though the 2020 election happened during a deadly pandemic, some voters say they're even more anxious now than they were 4 years ago. About 80% of Democrats say they're anxious about this election. A little more than 66% of Republicans say they're anxious about this election. Donna Water, Washington.
An upstate New York semiconductor research facility will be getting $825 million in federal funding. It's one of three national technology centers. The Albany Nanotech Complex, selected by federal officials for those funds. More details at SRNNews.com.